Here's a thought I'll title, New is Not Necessarily a Virtue. And this is a topic I'm particularly familiar with because I find myself subject to its grasp. And that is that we tend to get very excited about everything new. New gear, new techniques, new locations, new venues, new gallery or a book publication. If it's new, it's probably good. As a matter of fact, it's probably going to make our work better somehow. The problem with new is that it can be a false promise. It's far too easy to equate new with better. And my experience is that my better pictures most often come from repeated visits to places I've already photographed. And when I go back, I tend not to create the cliché that I did the first time because I've already done that one. Unless the weather's really different or the light or the season or there's some other reason that prompts me to re-photograph something I've already photographed, most of the time when I find I've already photographed something, I skip it. I dig a little deeper. I look a little more carefully. I walk around a little more intently because I'm having to search for something that I haven't already done. I guess in doing so, I'm photographing something new, something I haven't seen before, but that's because I just missed it the first time around. If I never went back to the same place twice, I'd miss so many great photographs. I've told a story about in my youth when I was photographing in eastern Oregon. I bought a giant wall map, like a 6-foot wall map, and I took a highlighter pen and traced every dirt road in eastern Oregon that I had driven down looking for photographs. And the idea behind that was that I was not going to drive down the same road twice. I wanted to travel new roads all the time, looking for new things that I hadn't seen and hadn't photographed. Until one time, I had to go down a road that I had already gone down because I'd reached a dead end and I had to turn around and retravel something and take another road that took me somewhere where I wanted to go. But traveling down that road the second time, I started seeing all kinds of things that I hadn't seen the first time. Not only was the light different and the time of year different, but of course, I was different. I was in a different mood or a different space, and I was looking differently because it had been, a year or so before when that road was new. What I've discovered, at least in my life, as a very practical lesson, is that the best photographs come when I'm pushing past the new, past my first impressions, past the cliches and the way I've been taught to see, and my habits. And strangely enough, that's amplified and facilitated by going back to places over and over again. New is not necessarily a virtue. But, of course, it can be. So I'm not saying you shouldn't go back or you should go back. What I'm saying is there may be opportunities in going back that we'd never know, we'd never recognize, we'd never even give ourselves a chance to see them unless we did revisit some old haunts, places that we've maybe been successful or learned how to photograph, and now we can do it better. New is not necessarily a virtue, even though it can be, but better is always a virtue, and that's often facilitated not by the new, but rather by the already done.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.